Everybody, welcome to another great, awesome adventure of the Chase Variant Podcast. I am the most coolest podcaster in the world, Steve. And with me, as always, is the ever-lovable Nico.
Hello.
And I have the most talented freaking engineer on the planet, Chance.
Hey, everyone.
Okay, so on this week's awesome adventure that we're going to do today, we're going to do some sweet reviews. We have three reviews. Scary. Well, my review is going to be scary. Then Chance is doing Justice League number 7?
Yep, number 7. Doing
number 7. Oh, yes. All right, so we got a DC comic. I'm doing The Twilight Zone, which is a Now comic, and Nico is doing Thor. What Thor number are you doing today?
314.
Oh my god. That's pi.
Yep.
That is amazing.
I didn't realize that until now.
Yeah. So we had our first educational experience on the Chase Variant Podcast today. So now we're going to go into the reviews. Nico, would you like to go into Thor number pi?
Sure thing. This issue was great. It was Drax the Destroyer coming to Earth and destroying stuff. Thor recently out of a job as Donald Blake is down on his luck, and then it goes to Moondragon, who's thinking about her father, Drax the Destroyer. And, like, then it goes to him, like, going through space, wanting to die, not wanting to live anymore. And then she finds him in space, almost dead from an alien leeching off his brain.
Ooh, this is Drax, right?
Drax the Destroyer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now is he still all BA looking with the red tattoos and everything?
No tattoos at all. Green with the purple cape and shirt and pants.
Oh, this is 314. Oh, this is a long time ago.
December 81.
I'm thinking of new Drax. I'm sorry, people. So why does Drax want to kill himself?
Because he has nothing to live for. Because his sole purpose in life was
Thanos.
To kill Thanos. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Thanos is dead because of Warlock and Captain Marvel.
Yeah.
And so then he's wandering through space, wanting to die. So Moondragon beams in on him through her psychic powers, and she finds him half dead, and she takes him to the Avengers Mansion.
Oh, really? Everybody always goes to the mansion. You guys know this?
Yeah.
I don't know what's so special about the Avengers Mansion.
Because at that time, she was part of the Avengers.
Well, I think they have a crappy butler, too.
Jarvis is awesome.
No, he's not. He lets the Master of Evils. You remember the last episode? We discussed the Master of Evils breaking in because Jarvis forgot to lock the door.
Actually, they didn't even come through the door. They came through the wall, but anyway.
Okay, that's weird. So what, she has phasing abilities now?
Who?
Moondragon.
She was part of the Avengers at this point.
Well, yeah, but how'd they phase through the wall?
No, the Masters of Evil got through the wall.
Oh, so they phased through the wall. Okay. All right.
They broke down the wall. They blew it up. So anyway, after that, the half-dead Drax, spawns and starts destroying everything, wanting to die.
That's sad. Yeah, he must be having a rough day.
Yeah.
You know, most normal males go to the bar and have a drink or something like this. Oh, jeez. Anyhow.
So Thor beats the alien leech off of him. And it turns out the alien leech wants to die since he sacrificed himself to kill Drax because That was his goal, was to kill Drax.
So Drax had like a space herpes on him or something, I take it.
Yeah, pretty much, because because early in the issue, he came when he was wandering through space wanting to die. I don't know how to put this. A globe said, if you come any closer and if you break the shell, we will kill you. So he was like, oh, this is the perfect way to die. So the leech went on to him, and then Moondragon discovered him and everything. And after Thor gets the leech off of him, it turns out the leech wants to die because without his home, he has nothing to live for. It's a reunion between Drax and Moondragon next, where they, and the end of the issue turns out where they go into space to try to return the leech.
Thing. Oh, that's nice. So overall, did you like this?
It was awesome.
It was awesome.
Especially the art.
The art was awesome. You liked it? Tell us a little about the art. Describe one panel.
Highly detailed.
Ooh, highly detailed. That's good. I like highly detailed. Chance likes highly detailed also.
Yeah, for certain things I do. Sometimes it's not the best way to do it, or in my opinion, not the best way, but
I like stick figures personally.
Even on the smallest of panels, you could see all his muscles and hairlines. And
ooh, muscles, hairlines.
Eyes.
So is he going bald or no?
No, like the lines of his hair, he has long hair.
Oh, is it pretty?
Yeah.
Does he braid it?
No.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
I think I've seen Thor with braided hair before.
Okay, stop good. Yeah, this is like the only fifth episode issue of Thread at Thor.
Alright, so we had an overall pretty good Thor issue, it looks like. So
yeah, like a 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, 9.5 out of 10? That's a pretty good score. What do you think about that score, Chance?
I think that's a very high score. Mine don't usually get up that high, so.
Yeah, especially for issue number pi. That's a pretty good. Pretty good.
One of the best books I've read all month.
Best books. Oh my god, that's awesome.
This month,
okay. So you guys heard it here first, our review on Thor number pi. So you guys should go pick it up. How much did you pick up the issue for?
50 cents, I think.
Nice. At a con. Okay, good deal. All right, so we're going to move on to our next reviewer. Chance, you're bringing us Justice League this month. How'd it go?
It was just so-so, you know, it was all right of an issue, but not spectacular. And I was definitely looking for more from this second arc.
Okay.
It starts out, it's now present day. So the team's been together for 5 years. And the way it starts out is these weird looking just creatures attacking people. They don't have any like faces. They just have like huge mouths, crazy claws.
They're not space herpes, right?
They could be. They don't look like they're any kind of leeches, but there's no real form to them. You got these military looking people trying to fight them off. And then all of a sudden, the Justice League shows up, coming out of a portal that looks like the same ones that Darkseid used, which kind of seemed weird. And you get all the crowd of people going, oh my god, it's the Justice League. And, you know, Justice League just comes in, beats up all these little creatures, no problem. Then you find out that that's not the real threat. There's some guy creating them or controlling them. So they gotta go find him. Batman decides he wants to break the team up and go search or whatever. But then Green Lantern and Flash kind of just go off on their own, find this guy, start fighting with him. The rest of the team shows up, beats him in like two panels. And I'm sitting there like, no need for the entire Justice League to fight this guy. They should clearly be using their resources a little better. Like, you could have sent two people and gotten it done while the rest of the Justice League's fighting someone else or doing something. So, then you got a press conference about it. And again, like, all the media are like, oh my god, the Justice League is so awesome and so amazing. And the person that's talking is Colonel Trevor, which is Wonder Woman's alleged boyfriend, I guess.
I always thought Wonder Woman was a lesbian.
But this guy runs that military-type group. It's called ARGUS.
ARGUS, so yeah. Argus.
Argus, yeah.
So let's see what that stands for. Nico, do you have a clue on what that stands for?
American guys under sedatives.
It's actually Advanced Research Group, United Superhumans. So I don't know why the H got dropped, but...
That's weird.
So, anyways, he's the one that, you know, giving the press conference about it, because like this group is supposed to back up the Justice League and kind of take care of stuff, and these reporters and everything are really taking it too far. They're like, oh, you know what, let's give the Justice League complete control over everything. Let's, you know, let them run the country. They could fix the economy and, you know, fix the deficit, fix education, fix everything. And, you know, Trevor's kind of annoyed by this. Like, you know what? Just that's not what they do. Then he ends up just blowing off the press conference. Like, all right, I'm done. No one's actually asking real questions. So he leaves and ends up having to talk to Congress about it, and they, like, Congress is kind of trying to push him into getting in touch with the Justice League about letting them send someone up to Watchtower, because nobody's been allowed up there, and they're all like, hey, what's going on there? We need to know. And he's like, you know what? They're not going to let that happen. So you guys might as well stop trying. Okay. Then he calls, Trevor calls up the Justice League. Him and Wonder Woman talk. And the rest of the Justice League comes in and out. So overall, not all that interesting.
All right, sweet deal. I don't know. I think that issue got a little too boring for me.
Yeah, it was just... At some point, I just wanted to, like, stop reading it, get to Shazam, and be done.
So now it's time for my review. We're going to do The Twilight Zone, number 4, February, awesome. From some unknown year. This is from Now Comics. I'm not familiar with Now Comics. Are you guys?
No, never heard of it before.
Okay.
No, I have a couple issues of the Twilight Zone from Golden Key.
Golden Key, then those are good, though. So let's see. You know, they did some Terminator bullcrap. So they did the Mary with Children comic, too. So anyways, let's get into the issue. Pretty cool issue here. So we have this psychologist named Anita Riverson, and her new test subject, well, not a test subject, but her new patient is like 14-year-old Justin Cardberry, and he likes to draw pictures. So we're going to flash back into the beginning of the comic. So we see this guy. He's been drinking, had a few drinks with his buddies. So now he's driving home, and all of a sudden he gets ran off the road by this madman on a motorcycle with this, like, nail, this bat with a whole bunch of nails in it. Pretty cool. So this guy takes out his tires, and he goes, you know, the dude in the car goes over the cliff. He dies, obviously. So flash forward a little, you know, Anita gets her new patient. And she looks at Justin's pictures, and they're the motorcycle madman with the sweet-ass baseball bat. So she goes, where are you, you know, drawing these pictures? Because he draws the pictures because he's mad at drunk drivers, and this character is supposed to destroy them all, pretty much. His parents were killed in a car crash. They both died, obviously, because they were killed. And he can't walk anymore. But his legs have healed, but he's just too lazy to get up and start walking. So he decides that every drunk driver should die, or anybody he hates. So later on in the issue, he's drawing. And his drawings are all over the floor, and the janitor comes in into the room and starts throwing them all away. So, you know, freaking Justin's like, what the hell? Why are you throwing away my pictures? And the janitor's like, well, this is garbage. We don't want this crap on the floor. Kids, they never clean up their rooms. Some adults are like that, too. So, anyways. So, later that night, you see Justin fall asleep. And you see the janitor driving home. And here's the mad motorcycle man again. And he destroys the car. The janitor gets out of the car, starts running. And boom, the dude with the baseball bat just beats the hell out of him. He has a name. I haven't came across it yet. I forgot what it was. Oh, it's Motor Psycho. That's a pretty cool name. It's Motor and then Psycho.
That was a movie. That was a movie.
This was part of one of the – not the movie.
I know Motor Psycho was a movie.
Oh, what was it? Well, good. We'll talk about that later. So we'll just flash forward a few pages now and get to the good part. So anyways, Justin starts drawing pictures of Anita and them two hanging out. And, well, that night when Justin goes to sleep, that's when Motorcycle comes out to play. And, well, you see some pictures of Anita walking to her car and Motorcycle, like, trying to hit her. Well, this is all happening in real time now, and Anita's like, Justin, wake up, Justin, wake up. Well, he's not waking up right now. And then at the last minute, he wakes up, and Motorcycle just fades away. And then he's like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then it's really weird, a few of the frames it skips and you see those two hugging. And then in the end, you see, you know, a picture he drew of his parents in heaven, and then you see him and Anita sitting down. And then Justin goes to live with his foster parents, or his aunt and his uncle. So it was a cool issue. I liked it. I'm going to go buy more. I bought the issue for 10 cents. And that was it. Overall, I give it an 8 out of 10. It was fun. All right, so we're done with our reviews for the week. What do you guys want to talk about now? Dun, dun, dun. Well, they released more Twilight Zone. I don't know. I think we're just going to do some reviews this week. You know, there really wasn't much I found in the news or in upcoming comics. The only thing I'm looking forward to is Red Lanterns. And I know Chances, too.
Yeah, it's been a really good book, so.
Yes, it has been. And, I'm looking forward. I've been watching that Thor vs. Loki Blood Brothers on Netflix. Have you guys heard about that yet or seen it?
Yeah, I've heard about it.
It's on Netflix, so everybody should go check it out. I'm on episode number 2 right now. So hopefully I'm going to get it finished, and I'll have a review up on it next time. So they released some more Avengers pictures. There was a big Avengers Japanese trailer release that was supposed to be awesome. I have not personally watched it yet. Let's see what else. I guess John Carter is flopping big time still. You guys hear about that?
Yeah, I've heard about it. I'm pretty much it's like Avengers has to make up all the money.
Really?
That they lost on that movie. But.
Wow. We all know that Avengers is going to like double its freaking money. So yeah, because Avengers is probably going to be the number one movie of the year. So, and then in Walking Dead news, they released a trailer last week for The Walking Dead, the video game. You guys excited for that?
Yeah.
So, the big download, download, it's going to be a five-part deal for, I do believe, PS3 and Xbox. It's going to be $4.99 an episode, and it looks pretty cool, so I'm looking forward to it. I think it's going to be multiplayer, too, so that'll be awesome. All right, people, we're going to move into our next segment here. We're going to bring you a cool little tidbit of, like, some educational editorialism awesomeness. We're going to talk about cartoons and how have they been made into, like, well, vice versa. Actually, let me rephrase that. Comic books that have been turned into cartoons. We have seen a list of these. There's been so many, like a crap load. You have from the 90s, you have Iron Man, Savage Dragon, X-Men, Spider-Man, oh, Fantastic Four. Oh, so many. And then you had the 80s, they had Uncanny X-Men. Oh, there's just so many X-Men ones. So we're going to talk about a few today. So, Nico, which ones have you seen and which ones have you liked over the years?
I have seen most of the 90s series, including X-Men, Fantastic Four, Spider-Man, and the assorted other ones.
Yes.
But my favorite is the 1980s Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends.
Oh, with Starfire and Iceman, right?
Yep.
That was a pretty good show. Starfire was pretty hot. Oh, not Starfire. Firestar. DC. Sorry, my bad, people. Firestar.
She was actually created for the series. Like, she didn't exist before that, and they created her just for that.
Yeah, Firestar.
And then she
Firestar.
Got her own comic book series. Yeah, it's Firestar.
Yep. Yeah, it's a Firestar. That's what I saw. That's funny. That's just funny. DC has Starfire, and we have Firestar at Marvel.
They do that a
crazy.
Lot.
Crazy. I wonder who copied off who. Yeah, they're silly. Yeah, it was a pretty good show. They had a lot of villains on there. So, any memorable episode you like to watch, Nico, that you could watch over and over again?
The one where Captain America, Doctor Strange, Thor, and assorted others was in it. They were stranded on a deserted island one of them disappeared one after the other.
Really? So then what happens in the end?
They find out they find the villain who did it and defeat him. And then they happily ever after.
Well, that's good. That's good.
With
I like that. All right, we're going to move along here. So, all right, we'll talk about mine. Probably one of my more memorable ones were, you know what, I like the Silver Surfer one. It was cool because using CGI first started in comic books. I mean, in cartoon shows. And it was really cool. Like, Galactus was, like, all done in CGI, and it was all crazy. With cartoonish animation, it was just a really cool mix. Did you guys ever see that or no? Silver Surfer from 98?
Yep.
Yeah. It's good. It's a little corny in some parts, but it's definitely doable. Another one that I enjoyed a lot was The Tick. Because it was just silliness at its best. And that was on for a little bit. You know, a few really good episodes. And then, let's see. Oh, my God. There's been all sorts of stuff that is just so hard to think of. Oh, then you had the Uncanny X-Men in the 80s, which was, you know, it wasn't bad. The animation was good. You know, it was like the video game, how the early 90s video game was. Did you guys ever see that one?
In the what, 80s? I don't know if I have.
Yeah.
The one from the 80s.
Yeah, there was one. There was not too many episodes of it. Yeah, but I think it was in the late 80s, I want to say. All right. Sorry about that, folks. We had to take a little edit break. I wanted Nico and Chance to take a look at the Pride of the X-Men that was done in the late 80s because they never really saw it before. So what I let you guys check out the intro for it. What did you guys think about that?
It looks pretty good. I mean, I would definitely watch it if I can find it somewhere.
Yeah, I think it's only on VHS, though. I think that's the only way you're going to find it. You can maybe even try YouTube. I think YouTube also has these both up. It's called Pride of the X-Men, and they're pilot episodes. And, you know, they looked really good, really clean. The art's amazing in it for being in the late 80s into the 90s, which I think this did break off into the 90s version of X-Men. So, yeah, that was cool. Let's see other really cool cartoons that I liked. Chance, what about you? What sticks out in your head?
Man, it's just, I grew up watching this. This is the main reason that I even read comics is because of these shows. Ah, man, I know Spider-Man was always a favorite of mine. X-Men. There's just so many.
Yeah, X-Men was huge. You know, that was on for, I think, almost like, I think 5 seasons it was on for.
And they've had so many different ones, too.
So, yeah, amazing. You know, you can get all those on Netflix now. It's just great to watch those and reminisce of, you know, being, you know, well, for me, it was probably like 15, 16 years old, waking up on a Saturday morning and be Spider-Man and then X-Men. And that was awesome. What more could you want on a Saturday?
Right.
Get your bowl of fruit pebbles. It's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, so, I love just sitting. Like, even now, if I go on Netflix, I can watch them. And it is definitely awesome just rewatch them.
Oh, yeah. So, I think that's going to end this bit. If you guys are bored, I got a nice list on the stashmycomics.com/forums of everything that's on Netflix comic book related. So if you can't find something, go on there. I'm sure I update it all the time when I find new stuff. So check it out. Let us know what you guys think of some shows. If you come across something, let us know. We'd love to hear from you guys. So, okay, that does it on that part. I guess we're going to go into trivia now. I'm going to do a trivia, but it's going to be different this week. It's not going to be the 20 questions I'm hosting this week since I won last time because I'm awesome. So this week, pretty much I'm going to tell you guys something about the character at hand, and then you just have to guess. So, like, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to be in place of the character. I'm going to be like, I'll use an example, like Martian Manhunter, for example. I'm going to be like, I am from another planet, and then you guys would have to guess. You guys would each get a guess, and if you guys get it, you get it. If you don't, you keep on guessing, and we'll do that to about 10 descriptive.
20?
No, we won't go to 20. I think 20 would take too long in this instance.
Are you going to specify what genre it is? I mean, what brand?
Yeah, I can do that. This is a Marvel character.
Okay.
So, all right. So, are you guys ready? You guys get to hang? Any questions? Chance, you got a question about it?
No, I think I get it.
Or anything? All right, okay. Let's see. I was in a bad accident when I was little.
All right, guess?
Now you guys, now Chance, you take one stab at it, and then Nico takes one stab at it.
Daredevil?
Can I get...
Are you kidding me? You got it on the the first guess. Oh, wow. Unbelievable. People, he got it on the first guess. Well, I guess we'll go into another one then. Holy smokes. I'm going to have to make it harder now. That was a really... Wow, Chance, good job, buddy.
That's why I usually host.
So, all right. We're going to do a DC character now. So, are you guys ready for this DC character?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah. All right. Let's see. I was created in 1965. Of January. Guesses.
Green Lantern.
No.
January 65?
I feel stupid. Are you looking it up online?
No, I'm trying to think of characters that were made that long ago.
So do you have a stab right now?
I got no idea right now.
All right. I was exposed to a radioactive meteorite.
I still got no guess.
Okay. This happened on a trip to Egypt.
I know, Miracle Man.
No.
No?
Egypt, the meteors, I have no idea.
I worked with a female for a while also.
Worked with a female?
Green Arrow.
No.
Yeah, no idea. Still.
I was once saved by Katana.
Nope, no idea still.
Let's see. I was in a relationship with the Crimson Fox. She's pretty hot.
Batwoman?
No.
Nope, no guesses still.
All right. I was in Doom Patrol for a little bit, too, which was pretty cool.
See, it would help if I knew what half the stuff you're talking about was.
I know.
Oh, man, I guess you're just going to have to start reading more comic books then. That's not a bad thing, though, either, so.
Yeah.
But all right.
More interesting.
I've had 4 appearances on TV.
Oh, man.
As a TV show?
TV show. I've been in 1 movie and 3 TV shows. No guesses?
What I knew what DC TV shows there were.
Well, then maybe you need to broaden your horizons.
Wonder Woman.
Comic books.
Wonder Woman.
No, no. You could relate me to the periodic table, I think, too.
Okay, lithium, hydrogen. Hydrogen, helium, lithium, lithium.
I'm in the Justice League.
The Justice League, the current one, or just in general, has been in a Justice League?
In general, I'm just saying, yeah, I'm just saying in general.
This one, either I'm still not going to even know who the hell you're talking about once you get to it.
Okay, my name is Rex Mason.
Never heard of him.
I've been known as the Element Man and Dynaman.
Is it Rex Mason?
No.
Uh-huh.
So I said I like the periodic table. I can transmute into a wide variety of elemental compounds.
Are you the elemental man?
No. I said that was a notable alias.
Vex Mason.
Do you guys want to know who I am?
Yes, please.
Chance, you do too?
I guess so, because I have no idea.
I am Metamorpho.
Never heard of him.
Never heard of Metamorpho. I guarantee
I have an issue of that.
I have an issue of him.
Well, no, I bought... I didn't have enough money, so I put that issue back. Yeah, I Metamorpho, thank you for reminding me I'm going to buy that issue.
So that was trivia for this week, people. Obviously, I stumped everybody, so I'm awesome. Did you guys like this trivia or no?
I like the format. It's good.
Yeah. It was either too easy or too hard.
Oh, yeah. We don't want to make it that easy ever again.
No.
So,
but I mean, somehow I managed to stump you guys with the easiest characters, but...
Yeah, so... And hopefully you guys...
sync us without any characters at all chosen.
Anyways, people, so I think we're going to round off this week's podcast. Anything else you guys want to mention?
Yeah, I think we need to mention episode 9. We are going to do a listener's choice episode. So we will be posting up on the Stash My Comics forums a post where you guys will get to choose what our special topic for the episode will be, as well as picking what issues we are going to read and review for the episode.
Oh, they're gonna, so are you going to pretty much tell the people that they can pick our issue and then we have to go buy it?
No. If you're okay, open to that idea, I'm fine. Me, I'm not
I'm
doing
all,
that.
I'm always down with stuff.
How it's going to go, at least for me, if you want to do something different, that's fine, is any issue in my stash that someone wants me to read and review, I'll pull it out and read it.
We can
do
that
too. My stats.
I'll do either or. If you guys want to tell me to go buy something, I will go buy it. I don't care.
I want you to buy the first appearance of Juggernaut.
You know, I had to pay rent this week.
you gotta have rent it in reason.
Do you pay rent, Nico?
No.
Somebody?
But you've been saying that you want that issue.
I want it. I don't know if my store still has it, though. That's the thing. I want it. Because people, I'm going to talk to the listeners right now. I don't know. What do you guys think? I wanted to quit buying all the new comics that come out, and I want to focus more on collecting more milestone-type issues and spending the more money. So I'm thinking about doing that. What do you guys think? You guys want to give me some info on this?
If you really want to do it, then do it. But I'd also say you should probably stick with like maybe two or three ongoing series that you really like. Keep going.
Oh yeah, I gotta stay on Red Lanterns because that's like one of the best comics out today. Oh Nico, I gotta yell at you. Are you getting Red Lanterns yet?
No. Nico? I'm gonna take that as a no.
No. That's a no.
Why?
Because I don't have money. Do you have no job?
You don't.
Huh?
I don't.
Yeah, I do not have a job. I still managed to get it.
Why don't you give up this Avengers vs. X-Men bullcrap?
Because that's awesome.
How is it awesome? It's been done. Unbelievable.
There's no Russians in that issue, you know.
Anyhow, I'm against this Avengers vs. X-Men bullcrap, so I'm going to lay that on the line now, people.
I'm against DC right now. I'm laying that down right now.
You're against everybody.
No, I'm for Image and anything.
You just started collecting Image. Because we got you hooked on The Walking Dead.
No, I'm going to pick up more issues of Image.
You should. Invincible's pretty good, I hear. What else is good? I don't know. There's all sorts of good comics. I don't know. I'm in a blah mood today. So I think we had a pretty successful podcast. Let's see. We reviewed some comics. We did some trivia. We talked some cartoons. It was pretty cool. I hope everybody enjoyed this. Everybody, do you want to give a shout out? You know, Twitter names. I'll do the. Here's the plugs for our site. We are Steve and Nico. We are awesome. We are located at etchmycomics.com. We are a free database to catalog your awesome comic book collection, which I know you people all want to do. So join us. Join the fun. We have forums. You can join us. Join the fun. And, yeah, that's about it. I'm on Twitter at Sparks Are Flying High. Chance, what's all your info?
Twitter, you can find me at Chance900.
Nico?
I am at Nico Kaler.
Yeah. At Twitter feed?
Yep, that's my Twitter, okay. At Nico Kaler.
Okay. Stash My Comics, we're also on Twitter, also at Stash My Comics. Awesome there. Come join the fun. Again, I love joining fun. And we are also on Facebook at facebook.com/StashMyComics.
You should give us all the wrong information.
I'm sorry.
Facebook.com/StashMyComics.com. Get it right.
Fine then. Boo to you. Yeah, let's see. What else? I think that's about covers it. Is that going to cover it for the week?
Until next time. I believe so.
All right. Sounds like a plan to me, guys. Well, everybody listens to us. Come join us next time where we talk about who knows what. Because it's up to you next time. So make some suggestions. I had to phonetically say that out for some reason. So I'm a little parched right now. So everybody, let's say bye and let everybody go mow their lawns today. Goodbye.
Bye.